With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Two teens are in trouble following a botched robbery attempt in Windsor Friday afternoon. Police were called to a location near Coronation Public School, where the victim reported that he tried to sell the suspects an item. They pulled a weapon and tried to take his money, but they were not successful. The victim was not hurt. A 13 and 14-year-old were found later on Empress Avenue. Windsor police have also arrested a serial break-and-enter suspect. The target base unit investigated at least five commercial and attempted break-ins between February 20th and March 3rd. The windows were smashed in each instance except one. A 53-year-old man is now charged with multiple break-and-enter counts. If you live in the Banwell EC Row area, be ready to have your sleep disrupted. Reconstruction work is set to begin on May 6th, and the city has exempted it from noise bylaws. Ward 7 Councillor Angelo Marignani says there are other issues too.
When we were building the battery plant, oftentimes the sound isn't so much the issue, it's the lighting. If it's facing the north, hits the households in the Forest Glade area. If it could be requested that when this work is going on, if the lights could be directed towards the south.
Construction should be completed by mid-June. Canada's official opposition leader wants an emergency debate on a planned carbon tax increase. Global News reports that Pierre Poilievre asked for the debate on the Commons floor Monday. He mentioned that the Tories were planning to introduce a variety of measures to keep the annual increase on April 1st from happening. The House of Commons was also expected to provide tributes to the late former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney as MPs returned to Parliament Hill Monday. Mulroney died in Florida on February 29th at 84. He was Prime Minister from 1984 to 1993. His body will lie in state in Ottawa Tuesday and Wednesday, then be moved to Montreal, where Saturday's state funeral will be held. A new report suggests low salaries in Windsor Essex are keeping talent from staying here. The report from Workforce Windsor Essex was unveiled Monday. Author Cal Fakhridine says brain drain remains a challenge.
The cause mostly is compensation. We are below the national average, and with our proximity to Detroit and the GTA, people are either working remotely from here or they're leaving to find better employment.
Tech jobs did outpace the national average by 3%. You could be $100,000 richer and not even know it. The OLG says an Encore prize from an April 1st, 2023 Lotto 649 draw is about to expire. The ticket was sold in Kingsville. You can check out the numbers at WindsorNewsToday.ca. In sports, the Tigers and Blue Jays were off Monday for spring training. On the court, the Pistons faced the Celtics Monday night in Boston. Michigan men's basketball star Doug McDaniel has entered the transfer portal days after the firing of head coach Juwan Howard. Monday night's weather, cloudy, brisk, and minus 2 with a chance of flurries. Scattered flurries or showers Tuesday, windy and plus 4. Clouds Tuesday night, windy and minus 1. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.